These are the words of Wendell Berry from his poem, Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. So, friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord, love the world, work for nothing, take all that you have and be poor, love someone who does not deserve it. Denounce the government and embrace the flag. Hope to live in that free republic for which it stands. Give your approval to all that you cannot understand. Praise ignorance, for what we have not encountered, we have not destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium, plant sequoias. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant, that you will not live to harvest. Say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into mold. Call that profit. Prophesy such returns. Put your faith in the 2 inches of humus that build under the trees every 1,000 years. Listen to carrion, put your ear close, and hear the faint chattering of the songs that are to come. Expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Practice resurrection. There is a rising, up from the deep, out of the shadows, through the sting and darkness of death, from the shock of the blow and the recoil from the horror, there is a rising, a flicker of light, a sputtered lift, a catch of the breath. There is a rising. With these words, the Reverend Liz Walker began the service of remembrance on the 1-year anniversary of the Marathon bombings held in April 2014. Those who died were honored. Several among the survivors spoke, and others were spoken of. Given all that they had been through, all they lost, all they endured, and all they overcame, the words, there is a rising, were and still are a powerful and even audacious testimony to the resilience of the human spirit. Now, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Together, these women walked to the tomb where Jesus had been buried, expecting to tend to his body in a final act of respect and love. They worried about who would move the huge and heavy stone that blocked the entrance to the tomb, but when they arrived, they found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. The Gospel of Mark says the women fled and said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. I imagine them, the two Marys and Salome, as they flee. Having been confronted by emptiness, I imagine them saying, first quietly to themselves and then aloud to one another, what does this emptiness mean? The poet Rilke has written, when I look over the chasm of myself, it seems my God is dark and like a web, 100 roots silently drinking. This is the ferment I grow out of. More, I don't know. Up from the deep, out of the shadows. there is a rising. Wendell Berry's manifesto from the Mad Farmer Liberation Front is something of an odd companion for the story from the Gospel of Mark. Odd, at least, except for two words, the two words with which the poem ends: practice resurrection. This is the point of the manifesto. The litany of things with which Berry precedes these two words reads like a to-do list for those who might want to engage in the practice. Do something that won't compute. Love the world. Love someone who does not deserve it. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant and you will not live to harvest. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Though they are the manifesto's last words, they are not the last thing on a long list. Those two words are the heart of the matter. Practice resurrection. A litany, like that of the mad farmer, can be taken from the stories of the survivors of the marathon tragedy, or the stories of any of the three women who fled from the empty tomb. Such a litany could be taken from the stories of your life or mine. I remember in 1995, when the fire in our New York City apartment building was finally out and it was safe to go in to see the losses and gather a few belongings, I went in and grabbed a huge teddy bear and my dance shoes. I fled to the dance floor the next day. And 9 years later, when too many losses in too short a time left me lost and in grief, I remembered that time before. And I grabbed my dance shoes and fled to the dance floor once again. If you had seen me then, you would have said that I was just dancing. First a waltz, and then a tango. But if you had asked me what I was doing, I would have told you this: don't be fooled by appearances. I'm practicing resurrection. We have learned, writes Unitarian Universalist minister Peter Fleck, we have learned resurrection can take place on any day of the week, in any week of the year, at any place in the universe. This newness is available to all of us, and nothing, nothing can disqualify us. These days, the practice of resurrection is found in Flint, Michigan. That city's water crisis began in 2014 when a shift in the source of their water led to insufficient water treatment that led to lead leached from water pipes into their drinking water. Over 100,000 residents, many of them children, were exposed to elevated lead levels. That was in 2014. 2 days ago, a U.S. District Court judge ruled that Flint residents can, in fact, sue the Environmental Protection Agency on claims that it waited too long to intervene in the water crisis. This is not about ultimate liability, but the judge wrote, "The court can state with certainty that the acts leading to the creation of the Flint water crisis, alleged to be rooted in lies, reckless and profound disrespect, have and will continue to produce a heinous impact for the people of Flint. From 2014 to now, the litany of actions taken by the people in Flint is long. This was 2 days ago. They keep practicing resurrection." The practice of resurrection is found on the island of Puerto Rico. In the months following the devastation by Hurricane Maria in September of 2017, Puerto Rico se levanta became something of a motto of the island. It appeared on banners, on buildings, in press releases and speeches. It was intended to communicate optimism and hope. It was and still is a world away from the U.S. administration's insults and threats, including one made earlier this month to halt further disaster aid to the island. Recently, a White House spokesperson referred to Puerto Rico as another country. "With all we've done in that country," he said, "they have systematically mismanaged the goods and services we've sent to them." Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, responded, "It is not us versus them. It's about Americans in need. We are not your adversaries. We are your citizens. We are not asking for anything more than any other state has received. We are asking for equality." Puerto Rico se levanta. And as they practice resurrection, it seems that there is a new kind of ecosystem growing on the island. It is a startup ecosystem with Puerto Rican entrepreneurs in the center trying to power a wave of locally owned business that will be resilient enough to weather future storms. Puerto Rico se levanta, Puerto Rico raises itself. These months later, the people practice resurrection. The practice of resurrection is in Flint, in Puerto Rico. It is practiced by Stop and Shop workers on strike. It is a daily practice in the lives of those once at home and now migrants and refugees fleeing for their lives, for a better life. And for so many of us, each in our own ways, there is a daily practice that we might call resurrection. Resurrection can take place on any day of the week, in any week of the year, at any place in the universe. This newness is available to all of us. Nothing should disqualify us. Not where we live, not where we come from, not who we are, not access to resources. Nothing should disqualify us. final brief story. In the ancient Church of the Resurrection in Jerusalem, near a shrine called the Chapel of the Tomb and the Resurrection of Jesus, there is a processional banner that hangs near an entrance, and it bears the words of the traditional Easter greeting of Eastern Christianity, the words, "Christ is risen." And along with those words, the banner carries an image of resurrection. In this image, Jesus is not alone. In this image, Jesus is portrayed as reaching out to others, as bringing others along. In concluding a longer story about his first encounter with this banner and its surprising image, theologian and historian John Dominic Crossan said simply, "Finally, equal opportunity resurrection." No one, no matter who, no matter where, no one disqualified. So may it be.